We're talking today about the SBS series Struggle Street that looks at the lives of some families doing it tough in Mount Druitt. Sadly, the ads for the show don't show these families in their best light, and some of the participants of the show have even experienced bullying already as a result of the ads. Rachel Farthing is a Salvation Army officer and mission leader in the Chifley and Mount Druitt area. She's actively involved in the community there, and she knows some of the people who are filmed in this show. Rachel joins me now. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi.
Have you seen the previews for this show, and how did you feel about them?
I did. Yeah, I saw one online. And I was a little bit surprised. It's not what I thought the documentary was going to be, and it certainly doesn't do the community any favours. So it was a bit disappointing.
Mm-hmm. You actually knew that this was being filmed?
Well, yes. One of the participants was someone involved in our kids club, and he was filmed while there at kids club in his role, you know, serving the community. So we knew that it was being made, yeah.
And what did you expect that the series was going to sort of portray?
My understanding was that they were wanting to do some good news stories on people who were, you know, had done well, coming from this community and had some success and were working hard and making a difference and that sort of thing.
Mm. So I guess It remains to be seen whether that is included in the show. What did you see filmed? You actually saw the Kids Club filmed?
Yeah, so it was one of our leaders at Kids Club and just him engaging with the children and helping lead that group, providing, you know, a fun, safe place for them.
So as a welfare worker, I guess, and a pastoral sort of worker in that area, how does it make you feel when the people in the community are portrayed, I guess, in their worst light?
It's frustrating. I think when they're portrayed that way, it damages the self-esteem of the community, and it just makes it that much harder for people to get ahead in life and to want to make a difference. And it's really damaging, I think, for people. And it's not entirely accurate, you know, that the positive stories and the good people don't really get shown. So it's disappointing, yeah.
And what do you see as the positive stories from the Mount Druitt and the Western Suburbs area that you're working in?
I see a lot of people who are very generous with their time and their resources. I see a lot of people looking out for each other and wanting to help each other when there's need. People who want to kind of give back and make a difference, and people who work really hard to maintain jobs and homes and children and there's lots of good things happening.
And do you see people working hard to overcome their disadvantage and the troubles in their lives?
Yeah, absolutely. I could give you an example. My next door neighbour she's a lady in her late 50s. She's lived in the community for over 30 years, you know, raised her children here. And she's had a lot of struggles in her life with sickness and losing family members and things. But she chooses to be a part of the kids club I was talking about. And so she gives all of her time to creating, to making craft and activities for the kids so that they can do something positive. And she invests a lot in trying to give them a fun time. And that is her way of overcoming her own struggles, not focusing on herself and her life, but trying to make a difference for others. And she's a real hero in this community. She's extremely generous.
What's her first name?
Her name's Dawn.
Okay, shout out for Dawn there.
Yeah,
that's great. Rachel, yourself and your husband, Philip, work in the Mount Druitt area. How do you feel about working in the community there?
We love it here. We love this community. We wouldn't want to be anywhere else at this time in our lives. We work with a lot of amazing children who give us a lot of joy. We just find it to be a really beautiful community.
Some people would argue that it's important for documentaries or reality TV or whatever you want to call it to portray some harsh realities of what actually is going on in our suburbs.
Yeah.
Is that a fair comment, or do you feel it's unbalanced to look at just one area in that way?
Yeah, I guess like it is important to show reality as long as the participants were willing for that.
Mm.
And I guess there's a lot of trust given that that will happen. And I think it's important to show both sides of the coin of, you know, what's happening and the positives along with the negatives. Everyone has their issues. I think as a society we tend to judge some worse than others. And so when you focus on an area that struggles with drug use or poverty or whatever, just yeah, it tends to look really, really bad.
Mm. And I guess it's not just in the one area, it's everywhere you go.
No, everywhere, yeah, has those issues. So, yeah, they're just very public here, I think. It's kind of easy to see, maybe a bit more visible than other problems societies might have. So, yeah.
Rachel Farthing, thank you very much for your time.
No worries, thank you so much.
That's Rachel Farthing, Salvation Army mission worker in Mount Druitt.